There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You, Sean Morash, was at Madison Square Garden, and I guess your wife decided to film you in your excitement that you were getting to witness a penalty shot. So, ladies and gentlemen, here is Madison Square Garden last Saturday night. Saturday night?
It was Saturday night. Rangers-Canadians.
Rangers-Canadians Saturday night. Here is Sean Morash's unfiltered reaction to the idea he was going to get to see a penalty shot.
It's the one thing in sports I've never witnessed in person is a penalty shot in real life. Holy shit. I've never seen one, and I'm on an edible.
That explains the excitement.
Yeah, I was having a good night.
I'm on an edible. Here's more of Sean getting to witness this penalty shot.
I've never done this. I don't know what to do. I've seen a no-hitter. I've never seen a penalty shot.
Come on, Artemi. Come on.
Now,
a couple beverages.
Was it the edible and the beverages, or as we sit here less than a week later, do you agree that as a sports fan was really, really, really awesome?
No, really, really awesome. Now, I'm assuming my wife picked up the phone to film me because she knew I was in a good vibes mode.
Good job by Mrs. Morash. Yeah.
Well, that was the first Ranger game I had taken her to, I'm not kidding, in 15 years. So, we were having a good night, a fun night, and I think she just saw me, light up, and that's why she started filming. But, no, that was genuine excitement. I still get really, really geeked out about, sports is pageantry.
No, dude, I am not mocking that.
Yeah.
I guess what I'm curious about upon hearing your excitement is I started thinking, and this is a game I was playing in my head this morning when I heard these clips, and that is, what is the equivalent in every other sport? And how exciting would it actually be to see? A penalty shot in hockey is rare.
Yes.
I cannot dispute that. I haven't seen one in person.
Never. And I've been to a million hockey games. Never.
So in baseball, you mentioned the no-hitter. The no-hitter to me is very different because that's over the course of a three-hour game.
Correct.
It builds, it's slow, you have time to register, and then it either happens or it doesn't happen. I would put that on another level. The penalty shot, though, is something that it just happens. So I guess the equivalent in baseball would be the inside the park home run.
Oh, that's a good one.
What else would it be? A triple play.
I've seen a triple play at Shea Stadium. So I've seen that. And I thought that was really cool in real time. But the inside the park home run's a good
Which
one.
Which one's cooler? Inside the parker, triple play, or is another one I'm missing?
The cycle? I feel like that's the most rarest thing you could see at a sporting event, period.
So I don't disagree that it isn't rare. I guess, much like the no-hitter, there's a build to it. Like, you have to see a single. You have to see a double. You have to see a triple.
But aren't you on the edge of your seat for that last one when you know they have three?
1,000%. Exactly. But those other things, like, they just happen, and they happen out of nowhere.
Okay.
Like, the penalty shot happened out of nowhere. Inside the park home obviously happened out of nowhere.
Triple play.
Same thing with a triple play. So I'm not saying you're wrong about the cycle and how rare it is or the no-hitter, but there's a build to it.
Then I would go inside the park home run.
Over triple play?
Yes.
Have you been in the ballpark for either?
Yes, I have.
Which one? Both?
The Nationals had one of the last Saturdays of the year. That game where the Mets just couldn't push through.
Yes,
McClain
it was
started.
A game-winning. Didn't Jose Siri kick it?
I forgot if Siri kicked it or not.
It was
but,
like in the 10th inning,
it was that
it?
Fellow that had a really good series against us. He was a scrappy player for the Nationals.
That fellow.
I forgot his name, but he hit a P to like center field and he rounded
I feel like the inside the park home run, now that we're talking about it, is a lot more common than the triple play. The triple play is like...
The triple play is crazy.
Have you
ever seen the triple play?
I have seen... I got two that jump out at me. I may have seen more, but two, 1,000%. One was against the Giants.
That was the one I was at.
The 5-4-3 double play with Barry Bonds out at home plate.
Yeah, that was either Irish Heritage Night or Italian Heritage Night. I got the Met hat from that.
Makes sense. Mets-Giants. The other one that I will never forget, and this is probably the equivalent to what you did, the freak out.
Okay.
Unassisted triple play to end the game.
Holy
Mets,
crap.
Mets-Phillies, Jeff Francoeur, Eric Bruntlett.
Yeah,
like, I'll never forget that.
I would have lost my mind.
Here's the weird part. It was against the Mets, and it ended the game.
That's a tough one.
It wasn't like...
But does it make you leave the building like, okay, we lost, but I saw something cool?
I left the building. I'll never forget who I was with. I was with Adam Eaton, you know, whatever his last name is.
Yep.
Dear friend of mine. And I remember leaving the building saying, holy crap, like over and over again. I was actually very similar to that video that your wife took.
Yeah.
I wasn't excited. It was more like, holy crap. Wow. Can you believe an unassisted triple play? That would be the equivalent.
But isn't that why we go to sport? First of all, we want to have camaraderie. We want to root for our teams. But if you could leave a building seeing something unique, I mean, isn't that what it's all about?
Yeah, I guess. I want to see my team win, but I get it.
I've seen a goalie score in hockey. I thought that was really cool.
The goalie scoring in hockey.
Jose Theodore, Nassau Coliseum years ago.
Yeah. I mean, but it's the end of the game because the goalie's pulled.
But,
I don't know.
But think about it. That's your lasting memory, like the unassisted triple play to end the game.
What is the equivalent in basketball?
It's got to be some kind of crazy point amount, right?
I don't think so anymore. I think it used to be, but now guys score 50 all the time. Triple doubles, no big deal. Is it a half court shot?
I was going to say like a full court heave.
Yeah, buzzer beater.
That would be the one.
Does it have to be a buzzer beater that's also half court?
No. I think, look, buzzer beater, you mean to win a game?
Yeah.
It happens. I think, because that's like a walk off. I would almost say a full court shot at the end of a quarter or a half.
Yep, agreed.
Because it is very, very rare.
That'll get the biggest pop of the night if somebody hits it from half court to end the half.
100%.
Yeah.
I think that would be the equivalent. In football.
The fair catch, free kick.
Yes! Yes!
Which hasn't happened since like 1977,
no,
I think.
Cameron Dicker, 4 years ago.
Oh, that's right.
Cameron, the fair catch free kick is one of the weirdest freaking things in the world. And
it's such a bizarre rule.
Bro, it's so funny you say that, Connor. I don't know why I got into this rabbit hole like 5 days ago, but I got into a rabbit hole about fair catch free kicks. I have no idea why. It may have shown up on my timeline randomly. And so I started Googling how many have there been. And the internet basically told me we can't count them before 1960 because they all go down as field goals. So we don't know the difference between a regular field goal and a fair catch free kick. But I know that recently there was one with Cameron Dicker. And then I looked at how many times it happened in the postseason. And it was only like two or three times. But one of them was in the Loser Bowl, the old game in the mid-60s where the loser of the championship games would play each other. They would call it the Playoff Bowl, but Vince Lombardi nicknamed it the Loser Bowl.
What a weird thing. And for that to happen in that game.
Yeah.
Don't you think we should see more of those with the long range of kickers growing up?
Yes. Yeah, I think we should. But is it that exciting? Like, it is rare, Connor. You nailed it. And it's weird and it's unique. But when you think about it, is it that exciting? It's a guy kicking a field goal with nobody rushing.
Yeah, it's just
weird.
So is it the 99-yard touchdown?
Are you just trying to be a jerk right now?
No, I know it's on our mind for something we talked about the break, but that's rare.
Victor Cruz is still running.
You brought up exciting. seeing a guy score from 99 yards is exciting.
Yeah, I would think a 100 yard or 99 yard return or pick six or just touchdown run or anything that's 100 yards would be kind of cool.
I think what we've learned is baseball and hockey, I think, live themselves up to more uniqueness than the other sports.
I agree with you because I think in basketball, like, it really is just the full court shot, like that, or the half court shot, like a unique heave would really be the only thing. You want to tell me a crazy dunk? I don't know.
Mitchell Robinson hitting a free throw? That always gets a large reaction. How about in football, blocked kick and a lineman runs it back for a touchdown?
Everybody, the fat guy touchdown?
The fat guy touchdown, but not just like a two-yard pass where he's running 60 yards.
You know what? That is unique and funny, but I got one that I think is more unique in terms of when do we ever see it. And I don't know how often this has happened. We can Google it. A team goes for two. And it's returned where the other team gets the points.
The 1 point safety. I don't think that's ever happened in the history of the league.
It's never happened.
I don't think so. I'll double check.
I think it has.
Oh, it's definitely had.
It's happened in college. But you used to not be able to get points on a turnover on a 2 point conversion until like 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Right. And it's not a 1 point safety. You get 2 points. It's basically like you're stealing the 2 points that they're going for.
I actually, now that we're talking about this out loud, another thing I forgot in the midst of this, I think I've seen something that's only happened once in NFL history in person.
What's that?
The walk off safety.
Ah, the walk off safety.
I was in Miami, Cameron Wake versus the Bengals on Thursday Night Football on Halloween years ago. And Cameron Wake ended the game in overtime on a walk-off safety.
The thing about the walk-off safety is it's kind of like the walk-off balk in baseball. Is it that cool?
It was cool. Now, again, another night where I had a few too many in me. I went for somebody with no rooting interest in a Bengal-Dolphin game, I went nuts for that.
So now that you've had a week or 5 days to kind of register in your mind that you saw that at a hockey game.
Yeah, it was the first one the Rangers scored a penalty shot at home in 10 years.
That's crazy. Shows you how rare it is. Yeah. Is that the number one thing, or is there something else, maybe one of the things we describe where you'd say, okay, that would be cooler?
I mean, so you're not counting it. To me, I still am going to lean on Doc Gooden's no-hitter.
Well, I think the no-hitter exceeds it by a lot because I think it's
different. That's like the number one thing I think I've ever been in.
I completely agree. I think the no-hitter is better than all those things because it's a three-hour story arc. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All of these things we're describing just happen, and there's also a chance you miss them. Like, for example, I'm going to go to the Nets game on Sunday night. If right before the second quarter ends, I say, hey, boys, I'm going to go take you to get some food, I may miss that last second heave.
You know what? You're right. So somebody was in the bathroom during Panarin's penalty shot.
100%.
That sucks.
The no-hitter has such a slow build to it that you're going to be in your seat for that final inning. I think the no-hitter are the perfect game. Is the coolest thing one can be at.
Okay. So
it's a long, long accomplishment.
So if I'm excluding that, yeah, I think the penalty shot, scoring on the penalty shot jumps right up there. And for anybody, I had a couple of people that night on Twitter going, well, you've been at shootouts. It's the same thing. It's not the same thing.
I mean, it kind of is the same.
In the technical, like watching a play, it's the same thing, but that's a way to end a game that they fabricated. The in the moment, can you believe this guy got hooked on a breakaway, gets a penalty shot and scores? It's different than the shootout.
I understand it's different, but the result is kind of the same.
Not really. Not really.
It's the same idea.
One ends the game on a circus.
I understand.
The other is like a real in-the-moment play.
I get that, but it's the same thing. By the way, don't call it a circus, because I'll never forget your dumbass opinion.
Well, I still
that
stand
almost
by it.
Caused Howie Rose to just call up and rip you.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
A new one, which is you think playoff games should end in shootouts.
I stand by that.
Yeah, that's probably the worst opinion you have.
Well, that's, I mean, that's, yeah, putting it, that's some really, really.
I understand. No, that's why I say that. I think of all the opinions you have, the worst sports opinion you have is that NHL playoff game should end in a shootout. Even worse than Lundqvist being better than Brodeur.
Do you think that's the worst opinion I've ever had? I've had some bad opinions.
Yeah, because I think it desecrates the sport of hockey.
Desecrates?
Desecrates, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're
Thank
right.
you. I appreciate it.
I'm not even getting involved with that word.
No, you're desecrating the sport of hockey when you say that playoff games. It's like if Tommy, and God willing, he doesn't say this, but maybe he will, if he said, hey, I think playoff games should end with the Manfred man on second. It's the same thing. Ooh. It's a fabricated rule we created just to end regular season games. I don't like it, but I accept it.
Yeah.
If you ever put that in the postseason, you're blemishing the sport.
But here's where you're wrong on the shootout thing. We've seen Olympic medals. I mean, that's a real piece of hardware end on that.
So we've seen World Baseball Classics have the Manfred man. Does that make it okay?
I think it should exist after a few innings.
Disagree. You're wrong. Worst opinion you've ever had.
I mean, Tiki would have to be here to back me up, but don't in soccer, don't they do shootouts?
Yeah.
Like the World Cup final 4 years ago was decided in a shootout.
Right. Real championships end on that. It's not
That's
an outrageous
because
take.
They would drop dead if they kept playing for another hour.
Same in hockey, though. Yeah. They're skating around forever. It's exhausting.
I didn't say play 5 minutes of 3-on-3 and then do the shootout. After two overtimes, it's time for a shootout.
And has anyone done it? They keep playing. They keep playing four overtime games, and it's fine. Why are we getting rid of that? Why would you get rid of one of the coolest things about playoff hockey?
Can we go to bed?
Well, then you go to bed. Just because I hate that argument. If you want to go to bed, you go to bed.
No, because then I miss something.
Go to bed, no. Here's the problem.
No, because I want to go to bed, but I can't go to bed.
This was the argument used about the Manfred man. And I remember I brought it up to Craig, and he got pissed. And I was like, Craig, here's why this rule's coming. He's like, why is that, Evan? I said, because these sports writers want to go to sleep. They want to go to bed.
Yeah.
They don't want to be there all night. And what I say to them is, go to sleep.
Normal people go to sleep, Evan.
Okay, well, we don't have to change the rules because writers want to go to bed.
What about writers? What about you bring your kid to the game? You fall asleep in your lap. At some point, can you get them home?
It's your decision to leave that game.
No, that's BS because you go to a game.
Why do we all have to suffer because you want to take your kid home? If I have to take my kid home, I will live with the consequences. That's a decision I have to make, and I own that. But don't tell me what to do. And that's what you do when you say, oh, we got to get these games over with.
Do you think you
go to sleep.
Do you think it's better to watch a game end in four overtimes where half the building is still in it? Or is it better to end a game like in a theatrical way because I'm happy?
Four overtimes. It's the most logical, fairest way to determine a winner.
I also don't think the Manfred rule is the same comp as a shootout. I think the swing off is a better comp for the shootout.
I agree. I was just saying it's a way to speed up the result of a game. And there's a reason it's not in the playoffs.
But isn't the counter that a shootout is exciting, isn't it? Like,
yes,
that's where I
and
would
the skill
stand
of
on
the
it.
Game is still there. It's goaltender versus offensive player making a move on the puck. The art of the game is still existing within the
it
shootout.
It is not fair to say, is this exciting? And if my answer is yes, see, it's great. That's not fair. There are plenty of things that are exciting. It doesn't mean it's the fairest way to determine a winner.
But
I admit that putting a guy on second base is more exciting. It just doesn't make it right.
But the games that end in like 3, 4, 5 overtimes, if we're playing, I guess you could make this case in the NBA too, but in the NHL, is that really fair to end a game where it's just about everybody's just tired at that point on the ice?
Yes.
No,
yes.
You still want the skill to be involved in how you end the game.
For a guy who considers himself the hockey guy at this radio station, the absolute cojones of you over the last 72 hours.
Cojones?
Cojones.
Cojones.
Cojones. For you to say.
It's not Cojones Wagner.
Whatever. Two hockey opinions that this man has put out there on the airwaves. Number one, Lundqvist is better than Brodeur. Number two,
I think playoff games should end in shootouts.
After two overtimes.
You are not the hockey guy anymore.
This is why I said I'm the voice of the young hockey fan.
No, you're the voice of the idiot hockey fan.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.